Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the Father who is full of mercy, and he is the God of all comfort. He comforts us every time we have trouble, so that we can comfort others when they have trouble. We can comfort them with the same comfort that God gives us. We share in the many sufferings of Christ. In the same way, much comfort comes to us through Christ. If we have troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we have comfort, then you also have comfort. This helps you to accept patiently the same comfort that we have. Our hope for you is strong. We know that you share in sufferings so that you also share in the comfort we receive.
For those I've not met before, my name's Bridget. I'm the vicar here at Good Shepherd. And also for those who are regulars here, sorry to miss you last week. I was had a bout of food poisoning, which was not at all comfort food, I have to say. But I am alive again. Hooray. It never ceases to amaze me how powerful food is. For many of us, I think when we talk about home and family, the things that come to mind are perhaps family meal times or meals that we love sharing or a dish that someone makes that makes us feel like home. Just the memory of a grandparent's roast dinner or an auntie's jollof rice or mum's crumble and custard can evoke powerful feelings of comfort and safety and belonging. For me, it was always Nanny Bosley, as we called her in my house, who made a roast dinner. My parents never did a roast, but Nanny Bosley always did a roast. I can almost feel in my body the anticipation when I think about her. Now, I grew up in a house where my mum was a stay-at-home mum, and she spent a lot of time preparing food, all of which was made from scratch. So, for example, a typical packed lunch for me when I was in primary school involved a sandwich made with homemade wholemeal bread, a piece of homemade sugar-free cake, she was on a health kick, a piece of fruit, a packet of what were called wholemeal crisps. I don't know what they were made from, but they were horrendous. And then a bottle of homemade squash. Yes, everybody, it was brown and it had sediments in the bottom. Oh my. I looked with envy upon Sarah Morgan's packed lunch, which I considered to be real comfort food, a jam sandwich made with white sliced bread, Monster Munch, a Mars bar, and a flask of, wait for it, neon orange tomato soup. Oh my. I was a little jealous every day for about 6 years of my school career. It's only as an adult that I've actually really appreciated the time and the efforts and the care that my mum put into feeding us. And I know at the time, I remember she'd read a book about additives and she didn't want us to have additives. So she made all of those things from scratch to make sure that we had healthy food to nurture us in the way that Chris was describing. And it transpires, I discovered as an adult, my mum hates cooking. So she did all of that as a way of loving and nurturing our family. And that's why days like today are actually really important, because it gives us an opportunity to notice the things that other people often do for us that we so easily take for granted. And I actually think food and serving a meal on a daily basis is one of those things we so easily take for granted when a meal appears before us. Today's Bible reading has a very simple message. It says that God is the God of all comfort. And that word comfort, that's the safety and the belonging. God is a God of all comfort, and that God comforts and helps us so that we can comfort and help others. And actually, often the way in which we experience God's comfort and help ourselves is when other people show us comfort and help. I remember when my daughter Evie, who is over there and is nearly 20, when she was born 20 years ago, And for me, becoming a mum, I found it physically and emotionally exhausting. I regard myself as someone who's quite capable, but when I became a mum, I was completely de-skilled, totally overwhelmed. I was very tired, and I felt really vulnerable as well. To the new parents here today, I can see there are a few of you. I hope that normalizes your experience. But I remember someone from church turning up at our front door and delivering two bowls with pork stroganoff and rice. 20 years ago, I remember what the meal was. That tells you how much it meant to me. Someone else from church turned up with a tin of flapjack with tons of butter and sugar, not the way my mum made it. Such small things, but when you feel so vulnerable, they spoke volumes and were enormously comforting. I am almost certain that I put that food into my mouth and probably cried with relief that someone else had cared for me as I was learning to care for another. I wonder who are the people that have cared for you over the years, and how have they shown you comfort? And I wonder if there are any meals that make you think of receiving that sort of comfort. The Bible reading tells us that just as God comforts us, just as God loves and nurtures us, that we are to offer comfort to others. So just as we have been fed, we are to feed others. Many of you will know that as a church, we run a food bank for vulnerable migrants. It happens over at St. Peter's, the other church in our parish. And it's a way of showing care and comfort to other people, people who are vulnerable. And we do that because it is a response to God's care and comfort for us. Every fortnight, we have a team of volunteers who sort out donations. They pack bags, they give out vouchers, and they make tea and coffee and lots of hot buttered toast. And each of those actions, even though they are small in themselves, together they are a huge source of comfort and welcome and love to the people that come to our food bank. Now, one of our food bank volunteers is someone called Joe. Joe can't be here this morning, but Joe told me he was born right at the end of the Second World War. And that meant that his family, like many other families in this area, grew up in poverty. And very frequently, Joe went to bed at night hungry. And he said he remembers as a child seeing how much that upset his mum and the impact it had upon her, that he vowed as a child that he would do all he could so that he never had to see another family go hungry. In his working life, Joe was a social worker supporting families in need. And now in retirement, at the age of 79, he helps at the food bank once a fortnight. And he also works for Greenwich Night Shelter, where he is one of the cooks. And he said to me in an email that I have learned just how important good food cooked with love and care is to people who are at the bottom of the pile in our unequal society. That's the power of food. That's the power of preparing a meal for someone else. So today is about mums and mother figures and the people that have cared for us or care for us now and offer us comfort. But it's also about remembering that as Christians, we are called to offer that same comfort to others, because that's what God does for us. As we receive from God, so we extend that to others. So I hope this morning you have that sense of thankfulness for the people that have comforted you. And perhaps you might think of the people you know who might need some comfort at the moment. Maybe there is a household that would appreciate pork stroganoff and rice, or a big tin of fatty flapjack, just to cheer them along. As God does it for us, we do it for others. Amen.